Hey, bad friends.
Hey.
Hey, I've only got a couple of dates left before I film my special.
Go watch my friend Andrew.
Please come watch me.
He's the best.
Tomorrow, I'm in Brea, California, tomorrow night on the 13th. And then this weekend, 16th, I'm in Minneapolis. The 17th, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. Come see me. Then on the 24th, I'm in Denver, Colorado, filming my special. AndrewSantino.com is where you're going to get those tickets. Please come out and see your boy. AndrewSantino.com. Come see me.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Calm down. Huh? Let's do a breathing exercise, dude.
Yeah. No. Let me say that. Let me start off by saying this.
No breathing exercise?
No. Let me start off by saying this. Welcome back, Fancy B, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Because you know what? He comes in here. Welcome back, actually, Juicy. Welcome back. Welcome back, Juice. Great to see you. Welcome back, Carlos. Great to see you. Fancy B, you come back, and the first thing out of his mouth is, you need to have better taste than scripts.
I know, exactly.
Saying that, all I do
and
is...
And we read your Turtle Island script, dude.
Trash.
That's a piece of shit,
trash.
Dude.
Don't get me started. Fancy's, of course, commenting about the movie Me Time I did on Netflix with Kevin Hart, and he hated it. Didn't you hate it? Go ahead and say it, Fance. You're allowed to say what you want on the show.
You're good in it.
Let me tell you something.
I'm watching it.
The critics
tonight
will tell you how good it is. Go ahead and show what we got on Rotten Tomatoes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It made me feel good about my own movie.
Look at how good that is. What did the critics say? 7%.
Yeah.
That's a fucking... Bro,
you couldn't even beat Easter Sunday.
Wait a minute. Is that bad or good, 7%?
It's bad.
It's bad. I thought that meant 93%
no,
of people
no, no,
love
no, no,
it.
No, 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 no. It's got a green, like, sludge on it. That's the only thing that's good. No. Tomato's good.
Tomato
is good.
Well, so, see, I don't...
Let 45% me just, Easter Sunday.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This scale makes no sense because a tomato is what you used to throw at actors when you hated live performance. They throw tomatoes at plays. But meanwhile, sludge, gook, gack, loved it. I grew up with Nickelodeon. I love getting gacked and gooked.
No, but the sludge is the thrown tomato.
Then it would be fucking red. Why is it green? Tomatoes aren't fucking
green. The insides are sometimes green. Am I not right,
yeah,
my Spanish friend?
Totally right.
Thank you.
Even green tomatoes on the outside are still red on the inside.
Oh, and it... The audience score... Oh, that's not...
This is Andres' movie.
Oh, this is Andres' movie. Yeah. 55%. Yeah, so you beat Easter Sunday and Me Time.
Yes.
Yeah, but mine has Kevin Hart in it and Mark Wahlberg and Regina Hall. And yours has who? Who's in yours?
Eric Dane.
I love Eric Dane.
Gives a shit.
I do.
I do, too.
I like Eric Dane.
Yeah, he's great. No, Fancy's
Can
just
I just say something about
shots.
Eric Dane? Let me say something about Eric Dane.
I'm aware that Me Time didn't do well.
2 years ago.
It's not my movie. No,
2 years ago when I was sick, right? Can I tell you about...
Maybe Kevin Hart's worst movie yet, says Nick Schlager.
Wait until Borderlands comes out.
Oh, he's in that too.
He's in my movie.
First of all, that's not going to come out.
I don't think it is either, right?
No, because I know more than you do. You know I know more
no,
than
is
you.
No, is it not coming out?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Juice.
Good back.
I liked Me Time.
Did you really?
I thought it was great. I watched
She says that as she's wearing the
A Scissors Brothers t-shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hop
One of the worst podcasts online right now.
Yeah.
It's a cool shirt. They gave it to me for free.
Dude, we give you so much more than they give you.
We give you so much life.
We give you life. We've lifted your career. You're coming to SLC with me. We give you merch. And then you wear their... By the way, that Heather Gray standard issue that they got, trash.
Yeah.
Cheapest thing you can buy.
I thought you guys liked those guys.
Well, he's my brother.
Yeah, that's...
He's your brother? What, Jeremiah's your brother?
No, the other one is my brother.
The Chinese guy.
He's Korean. Yeah, he's my brother.
Is he really Korean?
Yeah, he's my only brother, and I love him.
He's blood brother to
me. He's blood brother to me.
Wait a minute, the tiny little...
The little gook.
This one.
The tiny little guy.
He's your little brother.
He's my little brother, Steve.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, yeah. So say something nice.
Whoa.
Can I say... I'm being genuine when I ask this.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me.
Huh?
He's not Chinese.
He's not, no.
He looks Chinese.
I know, but he's absolutely not Chinese.
You 100% look Korean.
Oh, thank you.
He absolutely looks Chinese.
Yeah, but he's not.
I don't bring up a picture of Stevie Weeby because I feel like he looks Chinese.
Yeah, there he is.
That kid is Chinese on the right.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's me.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
What, we need a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. If you saw him on the street, go, who's that little Chinese kid?
Yeah.
I love him so much. We love Stevie over here
so much.
Like,
he looks like a Chinese guy that sells pineapples in the black market. Right.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you that a few episodes
Can I tell
ago,
you about the tutui?
Go ahead.
She Chinese too.
Yeah. Is that your Asian accent?
No.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm turning Japanese.
Whoa.
a few episodes ago, I wore a Scissor Brothers shirt, a different color one.
And we didn't notice.
We didn't notice.
I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't.
No, we would have said something.
You noticed today, yeah.
Yeah, we would have said something.
It's fine. We're lucky to have you.
Wait, so can I have this shirt then?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what we gave it to you, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, that's actually yeah. a sick
shirt. Is this new?
No, No.
I will say the material is much better than the shirt.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Higher class.
We're a little
it
bit
has
higher
like
than.
A weight to it.
Yeah.
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 No, if, that you is... know, go change into that.
Right now?
Yeah, go change into that.
All right. All
right. Please.
Don't you think? yeah. Me time, congratulations on that. Congratulations.
It's number one on Netflix.
It's number one on Netflix. And also, I would drive around town.
Yeah.
In every corner, there's a Me Time fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I say to myself, one of my best friends is in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool.
Not one. I am your best friend. Think about
You're
it.
You're close.
Think about it.
I have a couple. Theo.
No.
Not as close.
No. Yeah. Yeah. He's not.
But he is close.
And Kalila's not anymore.
She is still.
Nope.
We watched movies together last night.
I'd watch a movie with you last night.
That's true.
Speaking of which, I went over and did Trash Tuesday.
They said you killed it.
I had so much fun, dude. Honestly.
They said you killed it.
So much fun. And I do want to approach this with you. And I want to make sure that you're not uncomfortable about it.
Uh-oh.
Was there a little sexual tension in the room? There was. And you know who was between?
Who?
Kalila.
And?
Carlos.
What the hell?
Carlos.
I felt... No! Bro! Felt that... For years, and I have to say this too, right? Mm-hmm. I think that you're the reason why we're not together anymore. I really do. And let me say something to you else, again, all right? Go for it. Because if you want to start a war with me, I will go to war with you. And let me say something right now, dude. I have more minions. I have more people behind me, and I will fucking bury you. You bald-headed fuck.
Bobby, there's been no sexual attraction between
I see you in the videos, dude.
Oh, I
you
know.
Ham up. You ham it up,
today.
Bro.
I'm just at work. I'm trying to do a good job.
I know, but I've seen you on stage. You don't ham it up.
Whoa.
Oh. Back in the day. No, listen.
That was
he
a
could
shot.
Do it. I'm not shotting right now, dude. Right?
Okay.
Back in the day, dude, you could have hammed it up because I see you ham it up with Kalila.
It's
right?
not just Kalila. It's everyone. It's fans.
Is it because you know you have a bigger dick than me?
I mean, I do know that, but
how do you know that
reason.
For a fact?
Because I've seen your dick.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Fact.
Facts.
No, what I was—I didn't mean for this to get out of hand.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sorry, Carlos. But
I apologize
also,
too.
He had sex with her on the show.
Did you fuck her?
No, I didn't have sex.
Did you
with
lay
her.
On top of her with your clothes on?
Yes.
So you laid on top of my ex-girlfriend with clothes on.
Yeah. And they fucked on camera.
Polly laid on top of Juicy 3 weeks
Not
ago.
Not like that.
Not like that.
I saw that.
Oh, you saw it?
Too, yeah.
You know what I get to do? You know what I get to do? You know what I get to do?
Ooh.
My ex-wife's already
I get to
baby.
Lay on your mom.
Coral?
Yeah.
You got to bring her on the show.
Bring her on the show. Have her lay down, and I'm going to grind on her for a minute.
My dad will be so mad.
That's fine, and I will not.
Wait a minute. Your dad what?
He'll be mad at me for letting it happen.
He's got to be
Oh,
here.
He's going to be there.
He's got to be here.
And yeah. he's going to be jerking off in the corner.
That's yeah. so, like, cuckish.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
It's only fair. Thank you,
Juice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're the
you.
Best, right. Juice.
Your dad's got to come and pull a Louie to watch Bobby.
Yeah.
And he's got a
family. Is your mom still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She's
fantastic.
Like in the 50s.
Jesus. I don't want it to hurt dad. That'd be weird.
No, that'd be
yeah.
so strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was all in good fun. In fact, to be honest, Carlos, he didn't want to do it. Kalila was saying...
That horny Filipino girl.
She said, let me show you guys how this sexual position is enacted. Because Esther has no idea. I don't know if Esther ever lived.
I don't think Esther...
I feel like she just appeared because she almost knows almost nothing.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't know anything about anything. I don't even know how she exists, really.
Her husband?
David.
Yeah, he keeps her alive.
Yeah, he's the best.
And I told her how bad I can't wait till she gets fat. I cannot wait to see Esther fat. She's going to lose it all at some point.
Yeah.
And just become a little fucking blimp. Remember Violet from Willy Wonka?
Oh, yeah.
And Blueberry.
She's Blueberry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Be Violet. And I want her to roll around the Comedy Store like that.
Yeah.
Just want to roll her around.
Like, if you asked Esther, like, just tell me anything about the Vietnam War, she would have no idea.
No chance.
Yeah.
There's literally no chance.
Let me ask you, tell me a little bit about the Vietnam War. What do you know about it?
Well, I know our troops were not welcomed back.
That's perfect.
And
that's
one more thing more than Esther knows. Okay? She doesn't even know that.
I know about Agent Orange.
That's two things.
Now, right what there. Was Agent Orange?
I believe Agent Orange was where we... dusted crops
It's a chemical.
A chemical, and it was pretty fucked up.
Look at this. Look at that photo. Look. Go to the right. Look at that boy on the right. Look what it did to him.
No. Oh. Really?
That's not
real.
He was born that way, dude.
Dude, look. It says Agent Orange. It's a herbicide mixture by the U.S. military.
But can you zoom in on the little boy's head?
I'm sorry, I laughed.
Why are you laughing?
Because
you're making me laugh.
It doesn't look real.
Yeah. Let me see. Wow.
This poor kid is. This is from Agent Orange.
So Tony Hinchcliffe has Agent Orange. Is that what it is? Tony Hinchcliffe has it.
He came from that.
He came from that.
Because Ohio, they did spread it around Ohio.
Yeah, look at it. Look at his face. Agent Orange, dude.
Same kid.
Yeah, he snorted it.
He grew into it.
Yeah.
He grew into
look
it.
At, yeah. Look at that. Look at that face.
Don't.
And he gets women.
Sure. Agent Orange is also your FBI name, I feel like.
Yeah.
Why, Agent Orange.
Am I Agent Yellow?
If you want to be.
No, who am I? Agent what?
You're
Agent Gong. Agent Gong, because Gong is quick. Agent Gong, we need you now.
Yeah.
Gong in 60 seconds.
Juicy. Yeah, Gong in 60 seconds.
That's a really good movie name. Write that down.
Gong Girl.
Yeah.
Gong Girl.
Gong with the Wind.
Yes.
We have three remakes we're doing, right?
Come on. Why won't a studio pick this up?
Yeah.
Any more going once is going twice. Yeah.
That's it. Gong. It's Gong. It's off the shelves.
Yeah.
Going, Gong. That, honestly, an autobiography called Going, Gong about the departure of Bobby Lee, like when you finally retire.
Yeah.
Going, Gong would be so fucking funny.
You're not going to retire, though.
Oh, yes, he is.
Soon.
What are you talking about?
We talked about it.
I think I have 15 more years.
At least.
No that's way.
That's way longer or less?
Way
longer.
Less.
What?
What? You think at 60 I'm going to go, I'm out?
When this pod's over, you're done for, baby.
No.
You're going to last as long as you want to last.
Well, then you'd say that.
I think you'll work for, you're 51?
50.
You're 51 soon.
Yeah.
You'll be in the business for 30 more years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, George Burns did the road until he was 92.
Yeah, but he was different, dude.
What do you mean? What he was different? He's white, yeah.
Yeah, but he's just super talented.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, like an iconic genius.
But he did the road at 92.
So incredible.
And apparently he didn't change his act for 20 years. Same with me. And same with me. And then also, but he would like do little whittles.
Riddles?
Whittle. He would whittle little things into it.
Sorry.
Like tonight I'm going to. I don't know how that would sound like George.
What are you trying to say? He would interject little things?
Yeah.
What's whittling? Whittling is.
With wood.
Yeah, he would wood it.
He would whittle wood in
the
bits?
He would whittle wood in the bits.
Ah. How old was he when he died? George Burns.
100.
No way.
I think so. I'm just guessing.
He died at, I think, 96.
I say 100.
Whoa.
100 years old.
How'd you know that?
He's a big George Burns fan.
I'm a big George Burns fan.
Well, how about Burgess Meredith? Do you guys remember who that is? Do you know who that is, Juice?
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not familiar with George Burns.
Oh, that's sad.
You don't know who he is?
I'm going to know tonight. I'll look him up.
But... How old was Burgie when he died? 1907 he was born. When did he die? It says it right there.
89.
Young.
Pretty young.
This guy was the fucking man. You know who this is. Don't you guys know who that is? Grumpy old men?
How about Red Skeleton?
Red Skelton.
Skeleton or Skelton?
I think it's Skelton.
I think it's Skeleton.
Red Skelton. Yeah, it's H-E-A, it's Skelton. It's not Skeleton.
Oh.
Red Skeleton.
I always
awesome.
Say called him Red Skeleton.
84 years old. He was another famous comedian. Famous. You know who that is, right?
Oh, it's like Comedy 101. I don't know these guys.
It was actually 202. It's Comedy 202. You missed freshman year.
Do you know Flip Wilson?
No, she doesn't know.
I know that name for sure, but I don't know Flip Wilson.
That's probably a name you've heard around the comedy store before.
Yeah, for sure.
These are all people that did it before us.
See, this is what I want, though. Died. Look at that. Malibu. I want to die somewhere dope. This is the fear I have.
How old was he?
64. Young guy.
Oh, my God. Young.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. His first wife, Lavinia Patricia Peaches Wilson Dean. Peaches. I want a wife named Peaches. And then Cookie McKenzie. He had two wives with nicknames.
Oh, wow.
Why can't whites have nicknames?
I know.
I have two.
That's true.
You do.
At least.
Why can't we have a sweet, cool nickname like that?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
I don't know an Asian woman with a nickname.
That's not true.
Who? Like Ali Wong is Ali Wong.
Isn't Kalila's mom have a nickname? Or the aunt? What do they call her? Rudy's mom is, what's her name?
Honey.
Yeah, that's a nickname.
That's her name.
Her real name is Honey?
Yeah.
Whoa.
These people are so fucking weird.
Yeah. Filipinos have the worst names.
Do they?
Yeah, there's a... I met a guy named Battery.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he a double A or a triple A?
I think... No, his name was Lithium Battery.
No.
I sort... They no. name their kids crazy shit.
Was his kid Duracell?
That wouldn't be shocking to me. They do stuff like U2.
They name a boy U2?
Like U2. Two, like the band. I like the music, though, so.
Yeah, but I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you remind your family who you
you
really
can
love.
Name your kid
anything.
Anything, but we choose not to.
Well, because you don't want to ruin, because you know how hard it is for them to have a shitty name?
Yeah, Statue. You never met a guy named Statue.
See if there's a guy named Statue on this earth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
You could call him Stat.
Statty. Stat Dog.
Cup.
Chew.
Is there a man named Frederick Augustine? No. No one.
Yeah, there's no one named Statue.
Well, then let's name your child Statue when it comes out.
Yeah, I will. Like anything.
There's so many things.
So there's many so many things around. I just don't even know. You know what I mean?
Gong.
Water.
Well, that's what? Tough.
Well, there's... I met the Drinkwater family.
Drinkwater?
Natives. I'm on reservation.
The that's their
so
last...
there's a clan of natives. Their last name is...
Clan's Drink. Probably not the word.
Tribe.
There it is.
There we go. Called Drinkwater. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they could be clans.
No, I think that's pretty reserved for one group of people.
Scottish people? Vikings?
Clans?
Scottish?
Yeah.
What's Scottish people?
Yes. Are you? Is that
well, no, but
Scottish?
Scottish? Scottish people.
Scat-it. Yeah, but they all have Scottish accents. Scat-it.
Yeah, what is a clan? Read me the fucking definition of a clan.
A clan is a group of people united by an actual... Wait, no, that's too... A group of close-knit and interrelated families, especially associated with families of the Scottish Highlands.
So I said Scottish, right?
Whoa.
Did I say not
you
say
Scottish? You said Scottish.
Yeah, but you know what I meant.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, though, yeah. I just... You don't
so
it's wanna...
clans are white.
Clans are whites.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, supremacists, usually.
Tribes are usually...
Tribe would usually be native.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous people.
Yeah.
Even more
better.
Woke.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's and a group?
What's a group of Asians?
What? Yeah.
Dim sums.
No. Yeah, yeah. Ponzu's. No, no, no.
Look at all the ponzu's
look
over
all
there.
The that sounds right.
The ponzu. A noodle of Asians.
A noodle?
Yeah. No, because a noodle is one thing. Noodle is yeah. singular.
Like a ramen of Asians.
A ramen of Asians.
A ramen, yeah. I could see the ponzu group.
There's
got to
be a ponzu gang. There's no doubt
the ponzu,
in my mind.
Like, yeah. Noodle gang doesn't sound scary.
Nope, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hang out with them.
Wasabi.
Ooh, we'll bite you.
Wasabi clan.
Wasabi got a little sting.
What do you like that? Is it scary?
Wasabi.
Yo, we're the wasabis.
No, see, go to yo, Ponzu.
We're the Ponzu.
Sounds so
it's
cool.
So much more scary.
The Ponzu gang sounds fucking
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
fuck you up.
Yeah.
The Ponzu gang
how
is
about,
tough.
How about the Sneaky Chopstick?
That's one of the guy's names.
Oh, Sneaky Chopstick?
Yeah, he's in the group.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a Ponzu gang, dude?
Yeah.
I can't really find anything. There's an
list of Asian gangs. Maybe Google that. List of Asian gangs.
He's given you attitude ever since you boned his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude.
Chung Ching Yi.
That's pretty on the point.
Fullerton Boys out in fucking Fullerton, California.
That's cool, dude.
The Kangpi, Korean.
Gangpei.
Snakehead.
Gangpei. Snakehead.
Gangpei.
Tong.
Chinese. Bing Kong Tong.
Whoa, that's racist.
I'm reading.
Oh, that's all right. My bad.
Hop Sing Tong. The Waki is tight. Waki, Chinese and Malaysian. The Waki. And of course, we know the Yakuza.
Bamboo Union.
Oh, look that's at, real.
That's
that
real.
Fake.
No, Bamboo Union.
It sounds like a breakdancing crew. Yeah, the Fullerton Boys. Why is the Yakuza so strong? Like, we all know their name. You
yeah,
know the Yakuza.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
so big.
They're so big. I think it's because of the
be
style.
Yakuza? Yeah, because they're really cool at dressing.
Suits, tattoos to the wrists, missing finger.
They all have one missing finger?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, like this one.
Why the ring finger?
I think it's either it's to dedicate yourself to the
like you're married to the game.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of tight.
These are the Fullerton Boys.
Oh, let me see the Fullerton Boys.
Don't look Asian.
Yeah, they look Mexican.
You guys sound so disappointed.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed.
Well, we just
well those are Asian boys.
That's just a poster in Bobby's room.
Yeah, that's one class at UCLA.
Wait, show me the Yakuza. Let me see images of the Yakuza, because you know they're...
Yeah. Yeah, see, that guy's 90.
I thought he was wearing a shirt.
Dude, look at that guy.
Wait, I feel like I know this guy. I'm serious.
You saw him at open mic night or something?
No, he's
Oh, but okay, zoom in on that photo, dude. Can you zoom in?
Yeah.
The guy to the far left, he doesn't belong.
Why?
Look at the guy to the far left.
Yep. I see it.
What's wrong with him?
He's not Asian.
Oh.
He could be half Asian.
No, zoom in.
I thought you meant his tattoo is different.
No. Look at his face, dude. Look at his face, bro.
That's why they're all looking at him like, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck is that guy?
But does he look Asian to you?
Yes.
He's not. Russian. There's no way. No. He's like Italian.
Maybe he's just badass. Dude, we better be careful. These guys are going to fucking kill us.
Look at the girl.
She would fucking kill us.
She would fuck you up.
That's not your mom. But it looks a little bit like your mom.
A little like my mom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got Chinese stars in there and everything. Yeah.
You got to be careful, dude. These guys are going to kill us. You know that they're going to come fuck with us. Hey, we're pro-Yakuza. We love you guys.
We love it.
Fullerton Boys, we love you guys. The Bamboo Crew, love you boys.
ShipStation.
Oh my God, we have an online business here at Bad Friends.
We're selling merch, and you better
buy
some.
And we use ShipStation.
That's right.
The best time to prepare for growth is before the opportunity arrives, especially for online businesses. ShipStation sets you up for growth by directly integrating with every shopping cart and storefront, so your products are easier to find, easier to manage, and easier to get into the hands of happy customers.
Don't wait until you're drowning in orders to find the right shipping solution. Upgrade to ShipStation today. Bob and I use ShipStation on the show. We have for a long time in regards to our merch, baby. They are great. They get it out. And here's the best part. ShipStation integrates to every platform, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, making it easy to manage all your shipping from one simple dashboard. You can maximize your sales with minimal effort, my friends.
98% of companies that use ShipStation for 1 year become customers for life.
Come
That's incredible.
On. That's amazing. 98% of them. That's so amazing. Join over 130,000 companies who have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. We use it. We love it. You should too if you're looking to ship something out. Go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with the promo code BADFRIENDS for a free 60-day trial. 2 months.
Start up today and get up set up before the biggest shipping season of the year.
That's 2 months for free. Visit ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top, and type in the code BADFRIENDS. ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and type in the code BADFRIENDS. ShipStation,
make ship happen. This episode is brought to you by Ridge Wallet. The Ridge Wallet holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including the Hennessy Performance, the Carbon Fiber, and Burt Titanium.
These wallets have over 50,000 five-star reviews, and they come with a lifetime warranty. And I'm going to say this to you. Bobby gave me a Ridge Wallet.
That's right.
On one of the very first couple of episodes I did of his other podcast, Silly Boys.
Yeah.
And he gave me the carbon fiber one. I still have it to this day. And guess what? Not kidding. It's fallen out of my pocket, and it never broke. It never snapped. It never got damaged. Stayed tough.
May I say something? I'm not going to read the copy. I want to be real for one moment, okay? Uh-huh. The Ridge Wallet is the only wallet I use, all right?
That's right.
It is compact. It's stylistic, right? It's just, you know, all the other, like, all the cards slip out of the other wallets. They look messy, this and that. The Ridge Wallet is my wallet for life.
It's got RFID blocking technology.
Exactly.
It protects you from digital pickpocketers, which is huge. Here's a special bonus for our listeners. With every dollar spent on the website before September 30th, you'll be entered to win a brand new upgraded Ford Bronco.
Oh, my God.
What? Buy a wallet, you might win a car. Or $75,000 if you prefer
cash. The winner will be announced in October.
Get your Ridge Wallet and enter the chance to win a Ford Bronco. Go to ridge.com/badfriends. Use the coupon code BADFRIEND to enter. That's ridge.com/badfriends. They're probably arresting this guy because they caught him for 50 years. Yakuza boss. Oh, he was sentenced to hanging?
Whoa.
They hung him?
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Whoa, they hung the Yakuza guy last year.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
They still do hangings, huh?
Where was that?
In Japan.
Dude, Japan is so cool.
Yeah. Why, the hangings are cool?
Well, I mean, it's like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I mean, it's like, that's a way to punish people, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you, like back in the day, you know, the villagers used to come out and witness it. Like it was like a Sunday football game.
I know exactly what I would do.
Where would you go?
I would starve myself before the hanging. And I would make sure that my pants barely fit. So the moment I dropped in the rope pit, my penis would come out. My pants would fall down.
Oh, you mean if you were hung?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd get one last laugh.
Yeah.
So then I'd be like, ah, my dick would be out at everyone. I'd be
That's
just swinging
a pretty
around.
Good one.
And yeah. I'd laugh my way out.
I would be concerned about what my face was doing when I died.
That's good.
Wouldn't you focus on like what your face would look like?
No, because you can't.
I can't.
That's why he'll do the
why I'm doing the dick thing.
No,
dude.
I would do this. The things are on my neck, and I'd go like this.
to freeze like that.
To freeze, and hopefully when it hangs like that.
Or, you know what would be really sick?
Yeah.
Same thing with my loose pants. Starve myself loose pants, one little string.
Nobody wants to see your dick, dude.
No, dude, I'm going to tuck it in my ass. I'm going
to
tuck it in my ass.
No one wants to see that.
That way when it hangs, mangina, and then as I let go all my muscles, whoop, it comes right out.
Right.
People are going to die laughing. I'm going to go out with a fucking laugh, dude.
Yeah, even if
you see if you saw the dick out of my butt and right. come for you'd be like, this guy's hilarious.
Even if you and I, right, went to see his hanging, we'd be sad, right?
No.
No, we would be like, oh my God, we're going to see Andrew hung today, right? Yeah. And then you would hang and we would look up and go, right? Yeah. I like it.
It would be fun.
I like it.
It would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for the laugh.
And you go, that's my boy.
That's my boy right
I
there.
Love
yeah.
him.
Yeah, little dick.
Little dick over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And well, we would know it's coming now. So as we're waiting, everyone's crying. Bobby and I would be like, just wait for it.
Oh, you think that we would know that you... Oh,
I would
yeah.
tell you guys.
Now we know.
Oh, I would sell it out.
You would?
Oh, yeah, like a bringer room.
You'd promote my hanging?
Oh, yeah. Dude, how happy would you be? You're going to get a huge laugh. I'm inviting CAA. I'm bringing agents, publicists.
They're coming?
Oh, yeah, The Hollywood Reporter.
By the way, this is a great sketch. You guys coming to my hanging?
Yeah.
They're like, well, let's see if we can be there. The agents for sure show up late. They're like, he's already hung. We had a dinner.
I know, right?
We had a dinner. Yeah. We couldn't make it.
How was it, though?
Was it good? Did he do well? He crushed? All right, good shit. I crushed his neck.
But what's that one called? Is it the one with the guillotine?
Guillotine.
Yeah.
One where the thing comes down?
It would chop your head off.
Yeah, yeah. That, no.
Well, I've heard after the head gets chopped off, a lot they've reported that the person's head will say something.
Or it'll still move for a second.
Yeah, like it's still alive after it's detached.
Wait, wait, it'll say something?
I've heard it.
Like what?
I don't know. What.
Ow? Like, what does it say? What does it say?
That's an opportunity for a joke, too.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it? Yeah.
Or
right as your head gets chopped off in a guillotine and it rolls
No,
around.
I know what I would say.
Huh.
Chopped off, roll. Ta-da. Ta-da would be good.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. What would you do?
I'd say, the treasure is buried.
Oh, that's good.
Such a good one.
And they'd be like, where?
Yeah, yeah. So they're panicking.
And they try to put your head back on. Come on.
Yeah.
What would I say if it fell?
Yeah, I don't know.
If I was decapitated and my head fell off and it rolled around for a second and they came up to me, and my last words would be... I was going to say something awful and I just held my tongue.
I know what it was.
Go ahead.
What you were going to say.
What?
I can't say it.
Yeah, I know.
I can't either.
I know. It's bad.
Imagine,
this was appointment viewing before we had, you know, TGIF. Before it was like Friday night sitcom night. This was people getting together in town. They're like, they dressed up. They're like, what time are you going to be there? This is what was gross about it. It was like for fun. This was the jam.
I don't think I would go. I'd be that one guy like, have you ever been? I go, nah, I've passed on every time.
I have such good tickets. You have to come with
me. I can't. You have box seats?
Box? Dude, I'm on the floor.
You're on the floor?
And we can go VIP. We can go backstage.
Really?
You can touch the knife.
Because my grandfather has like the nosebleed seats.
Yeah, dude,
we can never see anything.
You can't see shit from up there.
All right, I'll try one day.
You got to be down on the floor.
And then I show up and it's going to be like a Gallagher show. Like, I mean, like watermelon but blood.
Somebody's selling one of those. They sell those smocks. They're like, this is a splash zone. You guys will get hit with blood.
Right.
I'm going to be seating.
Yeah, you'll be. She'll be working the door.
Yeah.
Juicy is working the door. She's selling booths at the guillotine. She's like, look, if you want to be closer, it's $100. I don't know what you want to say.
Maybe it's like a baseball game when they catch the head, they get excited. Like, I got it. Some kid.
Now give it to a kid.
Yeah,
give it to
a
kid.
Yeah,
you can't keep it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. Like, that, like, Live Nation presents the hanging.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking, one of these promoters, these massive promotion companies.
What if you don't sell out, though?
How sad.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster is like, look, dude, this event did not do well.
Well, you're there, right? And you're about to do it, and you see the numbers, and there's like three guys there.
Your agent comes up to you right before they kill you, and he's like, listen, dude, 60% is still, it looks good.
Right.
It looks more full than it is, for sure, but it. No one's going to, it's great. This is a market we're building on.
Yeah, but you're sitting there and I hear somebody going, I thought this was Ronnie Chang's fucking hang. Right? And you're like, I can't even, yeah.
That's what we sell it as someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, this is not Bill Burr. This is not his guillotine. We're getting out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Go selling tickets to a fucking local You know what they also used to do, though, that's insane, too? Like, burning, witch burning and shit. They would just burn people in the town square. Town square was like the spot.
That was the spot.
That's where you used to get fucking murked up. Yeah. The witch burning shit was wild. They would just find a chick that said, like, no to her husband. They're like, light her on fire. It was nuts, dude. It was like a woman being like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, she's a witch. Light her on fire.
Well, they'd be like, if she is a witch, she'll get out of this fire.
Right.
And we'll know.
Right.
But if she's not a witch.
We fucked up.
Oh, well, one down. Yeah. Whatever. You got to lose. You win some, you lose some. You know?
But let me just say something.
It's insane.
If the witch was super hot, would you be like, ah.
They wouldn't burn her.
You don't think they would?
This is the thing. Our society's been obsessed with looks our whole forever since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
We reward good-looking people. So even if they're bad, we're not going to punish them.
Right.
They're too hot. If Brad Pitt fucking did something atrocious, we'd all be like, I don't know. Did he really? And they'd be like, we have proof. And then we'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Brad.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
He's too hot.
Do you think you would be burned?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be burned.
But make no mistake.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room is getting burned.
I don't think you.
I'm getting
no, yes. No, there are
burned.
No, fuck you.
I'm getting burned.
I've met girls
he's
since I've
burned.
Been single.
Huh?
Met,
what I've, did you say?
He's getting
dude,
burned.
You're walking on fucking thin,
thin
ice,
dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's nuts. You came back here from Spain with a fucking attitude.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it, dude. Listen here, elote boy. You need to cut it the fuck out. Look at that, the elote shit got both of these guys.
Yeah.
What did you do in Spain? Put the mic near your mouth, Rudy.
What was your family? Do? Is your family good?
Yeah, my family is good.
And you spent time with them?
Yeah.
What was one thing that you did with them?
I went on a Euro trip.
You toured Europe?
Yes.
Fuck, man. You got so boring.
So boring.
It's nuts. What did you do?
I miss you a lot. I was like, every day, like, what are they doing now? They're probably shooting Bad Friends.
Did you miss us?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't miss us at all.
He didn't? I thought he was serious.
No, he's not. He's being facetious. It's annoying.
You know, we're going to the Philippines in next month together.
Yeah.
For how long?
For a week.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
What are you guys doing there?
So exciting.
I'm doing my talent show.
We're doing Bobby's talent show.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. This is The Voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do my talent show there.
Are you making money on this?
No. I like to do my talent show.
Probably losing money.
I think I've already lost 20 grand, right?
Yes.
You're paying 20 grand to go to the Philippines to
do my own talent show. Yeah.
But why?
I'm filming it.
Right, to just put it on the internet?
No.
Netflix?
I want to pitch it as a show.
Oh, what's it called?
Bobby Lee's Talent Show.
That's cool.
Bobby Lee's Talent Extravaganza.
I'm going to wear a monocle, right? Did you get it?
Yes.
And a cane.
Okay.
No, because I want to be like that guy from Jurassic Park, the very first one.
I was thinking about the Monopoly guy.
Something like
Richard
that.
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, Richard Attenborough. I'm going to come up and pretend I have a limp. Right? I want to welcome to my talent show.
Oh, do you have an accent the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Bonjour. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're French.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to know any difference. They're Filipinos, right? Right?
You're
ready
accents.
For, you know, the time of your life, right? Right? And there's going to be dancing and stuff like that. And I'm going to film a talent show. Because the last time I did it was the greatest night of my life.
Of your life.
Oh, my God. It was the best. I thought someone was going to die. It was amazing.
This is a midlife crisis. We're, going back to that moment.
Yeah. I'm going through midlife, you know.
Are you really?
I'm going through a crisis, yeah.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think you feel good. You
no,
look
I don't.
Good.
No, I feel lost.
Bob.
No.
What? I feel lost.
When did this start?
I can take a guess.
Yeah. The last 3 or 4 months, I've been kind of lost.
That's exactly when we started working together.
Exactly, the timing.
A midlife crisis happens anywhere 40 to 60 years old. And I got to tell you. It affects men and women. Now, that part I don't believe.
Yeah, I think more
men. I think
men.
It's almost always a male thing.
Yeah, I had a midlife crisis at 19.
Yeah,
yeah,
not a real thing.
Not a real thing.
Do you know what it is? I've said this before on the show. It's a midlife assessment. It means you're like reassess, because what you do is, it's actually a positive thing. It has a negative connotation, but I think it's the opposite. The reason that people have a quote-unquote midlife crisis is because you've lived enough life where you can actually look back and go, wow, I've lived a lot of life. What do I want to change in the future so I don't repeat mistakes from prior, that I want to grow and be happy? And like, it's usually because your life is going, hey, it's time for a shift.
Mm-hmm.
We have to move into a new part of our life. I think it's a positive
and
thing.
And that's when you buy the new car.
Yeah.
I got a new car.
You did that.
Yeah.
But that's not always... It's not like you bought an obnoxious douchebag car and fucking
but
like,
for me it was. You know, I used to drive shit cars.
Yeah, your last car was always covered in bird shit. It was.
And you would drive. What was, well, okay, let's talk about my last car. What was in there?
And I know from working a lot, because I'd have to drive it, and you'd pull in. I don't even remember, but it was like a Toyota or a Honda or something
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it was just like piles of trash.
And dirty.
It was disgusting. And now it's Rudy's car.
Yeah, now Rudy has it.
These are the symptoms?
Of a midlife crisis.
Oh, let me see.
Feeling
ask
sad?
Me the questions. Ask me the questions. Maybe
don't
I'll
look at. Don't just look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Do you feel sad?
Yes.
Or do you lack confidence?
I lack confidence.
Both. Especially after a big milestone accomplishment or a birthday. Like on your birthday or when something big happens, do you still feel sad or you lack confidence?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel bored often?
Yes.
Do you feel like you've lost meaning or purpose in your life?
Yes.
Okay. We're 4 for 4. Do you feel unfulfilled in life?
Yes.
5. Do you have feelings of nostalgia?
Oh, yeah.
Do you excessively think about the past? Like during the day, do you just constantly think about the past?
Yeah.
Do you make impulsive actions?
No. But I have impulsive thinking.
Okay. Do you have feelings of regret?
No.
Okay. So no. Okay. Didn't hit all the targets.
Okay. So, yeah.
You have to have all the symptoms for it to be real.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
I'm a doctor.
You're not. No. it's a feeling of like, it's a feeling. I think what happened was, you know, you see people die, you know, that you know,
your
right?
Dad. Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of think about their age. And you know what your age is, and you kind of do some math.
And you think you're going to die?
I mean, Bob was 65, right? And I'm 50, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, but Bob died as a freak accident.
I know.
That
my point is that you
guy.
Still think that way. And
no,
it's
no,
just
I'm
like,
saying you're right. He was healthy. You should die way before him.
I know.
He was a healthy
That's the
guy.
Thing. It's like, so accident. It's like you don't know, but, and you kind of go, you know, I want to do something different, and I want to just milk these next chapter of my life.
I want to milk it for what are you going to do? How do you milk it?
Well, for instance, I'm not as scared anymore.
Of what? What were you scared of?
I used to get like really nervous on set.
For a film or a movie?
Yeah.
Or I mean a TV
show. And now I just don't feel that, yeah. Which is cool.
That's great.
I got to be honest. I feel that. I have that too. But also a piece of me thinks it withholds me from like living in the moment sometimes.
Because yeah, but you also think like, are they like I don't I'm not more like I used to be focused on do they think that I'm good or am I doing it right or no. All those kind of questions, and those questions are like not there anymore. Like I don't give a shit.
But it's all a no. You're not doing good. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I feel that way, but I feel like it's a detriment. I miss the fear a little bit.
Maybe.
But you should always be living like you're not going to live tomorrow. So having that wonder of like what's going to happen if I die soon, even no matter what your age is. Obviously, it probably gets worse as you get older. But
it does.
And I know it does for me, but it, you know, it's good to think about that.
Well, how old are you now, Juice, again?
30s? I'm 32, but I remember like partying a lot in my late teens, early 20s, and doing psychedelics and, you know, thinking about death more.
Yeah.
And then there was like a shift where I like got my life together kind of slowly, but, you know.
Yeah. I guess.
But there's also, there's something that happened the other day at the Improv. And I want to name the person, but I know a woman who did comedy maybe, when I started doing comedy, she was a headliner. And then I didn't see her for like many, many years. But I've seen her around lately, and she comes to me, and she's much, so much older and needy. And she comes to me, she goes, I don't know what happened. It's like, I can't get spots anymore. I'm going to all these clubs. No one knows me. And it's like, you know, I still got it.
Is this Nikki Glaser?
No. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And I kind of want to look at her and go, like, I want to say it's over, you know? But it's like, I'm not there, and I don't want
to
get there.
No one needs to say that to anybody.
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying,
I always go,
they'll figure it out.
I always say, keep trying.
They'll get there on their own.
Yeah, but you see that kind of desperation, and you kind of go, "Yeah, I'm in a good place right now." You know?
Yeah, you're very blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, it can all go away.
Okay, now I'm really scared. I was feeling pretty confident before this conversation.
I don't know why this pod went to this direction.
Let's switch it up.
I don't think we can. Let's stay here.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. What are you scared about?
Oh my God. Something that I'm afraid of is the more people get to know me, like on a bigger scale, like a public scale, they will like me less.
Oh man.
Oh man.
That is sure. That is so real.
It's so real.
And can I tell you something?
Yeah, I thought you guys right. were like, fuck yeah.
No, we're no, right. And they will hate you.
Yeah.
They will hate you.
Here's the problem.
Me personally?
No, no.
Yeah, yeah, you personally. Yeah.
The royal. Like, I spoke to another comic on the phone the other night, and we were just kind of fucking lamenting about, you know, sometimes the pressure from doing the thing that you want, makes you question yourself more than you ever did when before less people knew you, but it didn't matter.
Right.
And it still doesn't matter, quote unquote, but like, it's scary because look, we do this show, we do other stuff. So many people see us and you want to connect with them and you want to grow with them and you want to have fun, but sometimes they hate you just because, or they find things to get upset or annoyed or whatever about because they enjoy you. So naturally, sometimes they're going to be like, I don't like when Juicy does that.
Yeah.
And you're like, but why?
Yeah.
Who cares? So it's going to happen. The bigger you get, you'll have some people that will.
Like, I read a comment yesterday. It was a direct message from a guy, and he goes, you're 10,000 times funnier than Andrew Santino.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's my friend. Wait. That's my buddy.
Yeah. Don't tell him I wrote you that. Yeah,
yeah. That was you?
Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding. Manscaped. Oh, it's the smooth sack summer,
it baby. Is the smooth sack summer. You got a smooth sack. We
that's why, because of Manscaped, man.
Yeah, you do. You Manscaped that smooth, beautiful sack. And I got to tell you, if anybody doesn't know, when you're playing in the summer sun, make sure that you're smooth. You know, you want that pubes to your butt all soft and baby smooth like Bobby.
The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
What else do you need, man? That Lawnmower 4.0, I love that. They have a skin-safe technology, so you're not going to nick your sack. I've told you that. If you nick your sack, you've done it once, you never want to do it again, you get scared, but you got to be able to clean up safely. The SkinSafe technology does that with the Lawnmower 4.0. It's got a 7,000 RPM motor. Vroom, vroom, dude.
Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers and shed travel bag that will bring your comfort to another level.
My favorite part is it's waterproof. That's one of the best things. So you can shave your nuts in the shower where they belong. All right, so how do you get this? How do you get a smooth sack summer, Bob?
Get 20% off and free shipping with code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com.
It's smooth sack summer, boys. Get on board or get left behind. Today's episode is brought to you by
True Classic. Hey, Andrew, you know the only thing that I wear on my upper body is T-shirts,
you
right?
You love T-shirts.
And I love True Classic.
It's amazing.
Finding that perfect fit shirt can be terrible, and I know I have a really weird body.
You do have such a weird body.
I swear, the thing is either way too tight, has a case of bacon neck, or is just plain big and boxy.
Luckily, True Classic wants to make every man look good and feel good in their tees. Tighter fit in the chest and sleeves to make your arms pop, baby, looking jacked, and room in the torso to keep things cozy. Plus, all their styles are super soft and pocket-friendly. So, guys, no excuses. Get rid of those ratty T-shirts that you got laying around. I know you've been hanging on to them for years and years. It's time to upgrade.
Almost all men's T-shirts are designed to look good on a certain body type. Think skinny models with six-packs, but most of us aren't packing anything but a few beers.
A few sandwiches, too.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, guys. I have it. My dudes, it's simple. You are wearing the wrong clothes.
It's more than just a T-shirt company. They got all the menswear staples that you need right now. Polos, workout shirts with the same flattering fit. You gotta check them out.
Check it out.
Here's what you do. We got an exclusive deal for the listeners. We want to hook you up with some True Classic, baby. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code BADFRIENDS at TrueClassic.com.
That's 25% off the code BADFRIENDS at TrueClassic.com. And when they say Andrew Santino's, you know what I mean, not all that, all that, and I just feel bad, and I just go, no, that's not true. It's not really true.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
You know, so yeah, I read something that said a guy was like, Santino's not a... comedian as much as he is a host of like a Disney show or something like that.
Oh, I saw that too, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was on Trash.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was like the first thing I saw. And
I just made mine up, by the way. I was just trying to do a joke.
And... No. I know. This was real. Yeah, this was real. Yeah. No, I know that was a
joke. I don't want you to go through a midlife crisis right now.
No. I'm having a really good time.
All right, great. When I was on Animal Practice, the Rolling Stone magazine said that Bobby Lee and another guy, I forgot, maybe Tyler Labine that was on it, right?
I love that guy.
And he said, Rolling Stone said, these are sitcom killers.
To you and Tyler?
Yeah. Like in a bad way? Like
Yeah. These guys, like this is not going to last. You know what I mean?
Is there any truth to that?
And this is their last chance.
Worst TV of 2012.
Well, I never got haters from Rolling Stone.
Wait. Is that wait? That's the show I was on. It's the worst TV of 2012.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
You got number five.
Five worst TV on.
God, you're not even number one.
It's so crazy.
I mean, if you're gonna be the worst, at least be like me. Look at me, time. Yeah, we're fucking. Yeah. We're 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. We're down there.
Yeah.
I don't mind when people. No, but listen, Juice. People are going to love you even more who really know you. They're going to love you. And then you're going to have some haters. But I don't know. Who gives a what the fuck? Who cares?
Yeah, you just have to, I guess, just be courageous and keep stepping into, like, just being yourself. But stand-up is such a thing where they want you to talk about your personal life.
Yeah.
So you have to give more of yourself. But you just have to put yourself up for the judgment and stuff. But
yeah, because it's going to happen, dude. People are going to love you and dislike you.
Oh, so you can't foresee...
Animal Practice, 1717. Get ready?
Pretty fucking bad.
Almost as bad as Me Time.
Almost as bad as Me Time, you're right.
Except a lot of people saw our movie.
Yeah. And I thought that was going to be a cultural phenomenon.
But only six people rated it.
I literally thought this is going to change.
That's even more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Six humans? Critics. Yeah.
What does that go up to popular TV on Tomato?
Oh, wait, did I have my photo down there? Please, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Doctor.
I hate that photo of you, by the way.
Yeah.
I hate that photo because it's like a fat, weird character. It looks like a caricature of you. That's not even you.
I like your hair, though.
Thank you.
I think it's cool and crazy. Yeah.
No, do you think he's Kim Wheatley? No, Bobby's to the left.
Oh, sorry. my bad. Yeah.
People are going to throw shade. Also, people are going to love you because of how fucking great you are.
But also, you can't foresee how things are going to change. We don't know what the business is going to do. Like, for instance, 20 years ago, I never thought that podcasting was ever going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Right? So I was always just doing stand-up and thing. Not, it wasn't even in my reality, right? And then after a while, you're like, oh, I think I'm just going to be a road comic. I mean, this is really... And then podcasting became a thing. And then I did that. And it kind of... restarted a lot of elements of my career, you know? So you don't know what's in the future. Just go with the flow, adapt, right? And change.
Yeah, eventually you'll start making shitty movies. That's when you know you made it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you see this guy's taking shots at us all day?
All day.
Let me back myself up a little bit, okay? I'm a really funny motherfucker in that movie.
Yeah, you are.
And you know what I'm going to do, Fancy?
What?
And I said this at the press day, which I don't think Netflix liked. But I was like, someone was like, you know, what should you tell people about the movie? And I was like, only watch my scenes. And the press guy was like, what? And I was like, I'm going to, on Instagram, I'm going to time code only my scenes so you can just jump through to watch just me.
Met that
yeah, dick.
When I went to meet that commercial agent, he was telling me about how Bobby was the king back in the day booking commercials and how one time you booked this commercial for Maxwell Coffee and the role was literally for a white guy in a suit and Bobby booked it and he asked you, what were you wearing for the audition? And you were dressed just like you are now.
You still booked it.
And you still booked it.
No, it was the description was, we want an older Brad Pitt in a turtleneck, right? And he's going to be chopping wood in the forest.
I see it.
Right?
Yeah.
And I go, submit me. And my agent goes, he's Korean. And he goes, you're not going to submit me. But you know why? Because there was no dialogue. And when there's no dialogue in commercial auditions, they ask you, what was your weekend like? Like, there's no auditions. They just want to see what you're... Because the whole commercial is me just drinking coffee on a thing, right? Uh-huh. So they'll just ask you, like, what was your weekend? And I knew that I would be able to kill with my words.
Yeah.
So I just knew that I would be able to win them over with just talking.
Yeah.
So any I don't care what of it, big, fat, black lady, submit me. Submit
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
You think you're going to get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong?
I was just...
What's your attitude right now?
I was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking about?
I was just thinking
What's
about
wrong?
When she had said that you used to like kill it back in the day.
What's wrong?
When she said that, it made me feel a type of way because it was like Bobby was the king
of commercials.
Yeah, no, I know. And then I felt this thing where I was like, that's right, dude. My best friend was the king. But then I looked at you and I was like, but the king has fallen.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, why did you set me up with this?
Because you don't do commercials no more.
But you know the way she said it? She was just like, yeah, they had to take his crown away.
Yeah, the crown's gone.
Because he didn't know where he was. He started to forget what room he was in. That's how she said it.
No, that is exactly how you said
that's
it.
That's how
huh?
you said it, Jude.
You set me up for failure.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sweet. My bad.
To the guillotine.
To the guillotine. Burn this witch. Oh, my
what
God.
Is this?
Oh, my God. This
oh,
is what
from,
we
from,
talked
from
about.
From France?
No.
Oh.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. This is what we talked about last week.
Okay.
You said you wanted an array of sunflower seeds for the studio.
Yeah. Oh.
So we got sweet and salty, jumbo jalapeno, sweet and spicy,
original,
a ridge,
black crack,
cracked, buffalo style, ranch, barbecue, dill pickle. We got it all.
Wow, thank you.
But most importantly.
Yeah. Oh, I want to try those.
And this is not an ad, but my God.
Yeah.
These are Tate's cookies. I bragged about this last time. Tate's makes the best, but these are the blueberry ones. I brought these for the staff at the Comedy Store because I love them so much.
I want to see if they're as good as you say they are.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to be real.
Go ahead, be real.
All right. Because I love cookies.
Cheers.
Yeah,
all right. Thank so here I go.
That's how you know he was the king of commercials. Look at that.
Look at that.
You know what? Okay, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the cookies I've ever had in my lifetime.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, I just went to Boa yesterday and I got their fresh cook. This is the best bite.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best first bite
mm-hmm.
I've ever had
you
with
know
a cookie.
Why?
The blueberry.
The blueberry.
You can smell it.
And you know what it is? The blueberry is soft, but the cookie's still crispy, crispy cookie.
Hey, can I say this? Can I say this?
Yeah.
That's fucking real blueberry,
real,
baby.
Real.
That's real blueberry,
real blueberry
baby.
Baby.
That's not fake, no.
This ain't no fake berry.
Factory fucking berry.
This is
real deal. This is a real fucking berry, dude.
Wow,
crunch.
Real blueberries.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that voice you just did is the fucking...
That's a commercial.
It's a you're going to book. That was a commercial audition.
Oh, God.
How good is these cookies?
These are so
By
fucking
By the way,
good.
How do they get them so crispy and the blueberries to be so soft? How does that do that? Because these are crispy.
And the butter. Mm. It's a buttery cookie.
It's a buttery cookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What makes the cookies so deeply delicious? It's something we call the bake shop way.
Wow.
No,
can we talk about now the thing I told you yesterday?
Yeah, let's move Mataya on.
Gatao.
Okay.
Untold stories. The woman, the girl that didn't exist.
Untold
stories.
It's a sports documentary series.
I love. They're all great.
And let me tell you something.
What?
The Brocker way. The brothers that do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bigger fans of.
They're so talented.
I'm trying to sit with these guys.
Yeah.
Because they did my favorite documentary of all time, which I told you about. I know you don't give a fuck about baseball, but The Better Bastards of Baseball is the best documentary about sports I think I've ever seen in my life. It's about Bing Russell, Kurt Russell's father, who bought a baseball team.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Oh!
Is it an untold story?
Oh!
It's an untold?
No, it's the same guys that made that. Untold is just a series.
Yeah.
This was just a singular documentary they did before.
All right.
So this Untold about Manti Te'o, it's called The Girlfriend That Didn't
Do you know
exist.
About this?
Well,
oh my
she
God.
Wouldn't
it's
know who
so,
this
it's
is.
It's unfucking believable.
So Manti Te'o was an incredible football player that played at University of Notre Dame. A very...
From Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii.
Mormon.
He was Mormon, and they're a Catholic hardcore... It's a Christian college that's rooted in Catholicism. It's in the Midwest. That's their whole thing.
So he's a fish out of water there.
Well, no, he's a church kid, but he's a Mormon church
kid. He's a star. He's a star on the Notre Bane. Notre Bane?
Bane it is.
Yeah.
Notre Bane.
I don't think it's at Notre.
It's Notre Bane.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Dame is a is
a woman. Notre Dame baseball team.
Well, it's not baseball. It's basketball. Football. He played basketball.
It's baseball now.
Notre Dame football team, right? He's a star, right?
Yeah.
He's a great linebacker, correct?
Mm-hmm. Defensive tackle, right?
Defensive, whatever he is. He's in the backside. Defensive. Anyway, big star, right? And then his grandma dies, right? And then hours later, his girlfriend dies, right? And then he has to play this game.
Murder-suicide?
No, they're not together.
Juicy's the best.
Juicy's the best. That would be a great story.
Grandma, girlfriend, murder-suicide?
Yeah, murder-suicide. I don't think that's ever happened.
But who did what?
Right.
Be tight if the grandmother was like, you fucking bitch.
They'll try. Yeah. And she took it. Like, yeah. Yeah, man.
No.
Good luck on your game, Mateo.
Mateo. He was basically, Manti Te'o was essentially catfished before catfishing even existed. This girl.
Girl that killed himself, that his girlfriend didn't wasn't
exist.
Real.
It was a man who. And they say it in documentary.
I just stopped.
When this person, I know, let me explain. This person.
Can you go to a different photo than this one?
No, that's the one.
It is her. All right.
It's her now, but then she was a man. When she was catfishing the football player, the guy on the top left, this person was a man when this was going on.
And they'd only met her online or something?
He never met her.
This guy, let me explain.
Catfish.
This girl
was a guy pretended to be a girl online using someone else's photos.
Okay.
Catfish.
So this guy took photos from somebody else's account and pretended to be a girl by the name of Lalani.
Some shit?
Mm-hmm. Lalani.
Okay, I'm following now.
Right. And then they developed a relationship. So Manti.
That was the guy.
That's before she was a woman.
Yeah. So fucking complicated.
I know.
It's impossible to talk about it without someone being like,
what is it?
What are you saying? And I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah.
This person is someone else now. They're a different person. They go by a different fucking name.
This dude who happens to be gay. Is he gay?
See, another twist.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions.
She didn't say what she is now.
I
don't, dude, honestly.
So did she fake her death?
Yes. Fake the death.
And then she says, she pretends to be her brother, calls Manti and says she has leukemia and she's dying.
It's crazy.
She dies. But here's the twist. ESPN, everyone goes, Manti's girlfriend dies and his grandmother dies. Huge news, right? Yeah. And it's like the story of this guy still winning and, you know what I mean, and still participating in the sport and killing it and this and that. And then the girl calls him 4 months later and says, I'm alive.
Yeah. And here's the deal.
Oh, I got chills.
Who released the article? Deadspin?
Deadspin, yeah.
And Deadspin basically exposed it as fake. But here was what was wild. The media, this was also, you have to remember, this is what? This is
2009.
So it would have been the 2012 season.
Oh, my bad. 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was 3 years off. Sorry.
No. But essentially what was going on in the media was they were like, because he was catfished and they found out it was from this guy, that the media was like, he's gay and he's just afraid to be gay. And he's not. But the media was like, yeah, he is. This is what he's hiding. He's hiding that he's gay.
And he was supposed to be like the first round draft pick and he wasn't.
Right.
He
still went pro.
He did go pro. He played.
It didn't pan out.
It didn't pan out.
The way it should have.
Politics had a play.
Well, here was the problem. This is something I think I said to you over the phone when you said you were like, have to watch it. I was like, this is one of those times when, you know, when people say like language is getting woke and shit today?
Yeah.
That it's a good thing because you look back and you go, the whole media, ESPN was like, bet he's a secret homo. And they, no, I mean, seriously. And they were all laughing about it.
Yeah.
And because there wasn't people to go, hey, man, you can't just throw that shit out there at people like that for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Because what it did was it fucked with his psyche because he was like, I'm not gay. I just got fucked over by the internet.
It ruined him.
And everybody was like, yeah, you are. Before we got conscious over like just making up shit about people, can what it do to them and hurt them? This guy had nothing to do with it. He got catfished. They say he was naive and stupid and blah. People said all sorts of mean shit. Dude, he's just an innocent guy that got fucked over and fell in love on the internet. How not weird is that? Every loser I'm friends with now falls in love with people on the internet constantly. What?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's developed this relationship with a woman.
Well, he thought it was a woman.
I know that he's been dating for how long? A year?
Well, here's the problem. Here's another big hole in the story.
I'm just asking a question.
Let me answer.
All right.
The hole in the story is like they would take weeks off and not speak.
Right.
And then sometimes they would speak a bunch and then not again. You got to remember, there's a college kid who plays football.
But there was a lot of incidents like, she's like, let's FaceTime. He'd be like, let's FaceTime.
And it wouldn't work.
And her, on her end, it wouldn't work. After the eighth time, you don't go, there's something weird?
No, but here's why we say that. You're privy to cat. This is pre-catfish. Catfishing wasn't happening like it is now. When it happens now and people don't get it, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
But then
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I started following him on Instagram and I say you're an inspiration.
I'm
to
just
me.
Saying then it didn't exist. So nobody fucking knew that that was a thing that you could.
He hasn't followed me back yet, but
he
will.
That's because Bobby's profile picture is Andrew.
But let me ask you this, though, right? How long would I be able to catfish? Let's say you were single.
Yeah, but in the current day and age, I would be weary of all this stuff. This guy had no fucking.
But how long would you last, you think, right now? Let's say I lived in Baltimore. And I'm the hottest chick you've ever seen, and we're talking online, right? How long would you wait?
What's your name?
Lilia. Same name.
How old are you?
Gloria. My name is Gloria.
Gloria, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Nice. What do you do?
I work at an insurance firm.
Oh, are you in insurance sales?
No, I'm a secretary right now for Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Insurance.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you find out about me?
I'm a huge fan. I saw your special.
Thanks.
And I'm a huge fan of Dave.
Oh, me too.
I
Who
love
isn't?
It.
Very cool.
I like Gata more.
Me too.
Yeah, Gata's good.
Same.
Yeah. Dave's good too. But you're like my fifth favorite.
Would that be third? Who's two? There's third. Two more?
I don't know their names.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
But when they come on, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Cool. Yeah. All right, have a good day.
That's it?
Well, that would be
All it. Right, let's start. You're my favorite guy on Dave. In fact, you know what? I saw Me Time, and I literally only watched it because you. I mean, that movie was horrendous, but when you come on, you just spark.
Thank
it just
you.
Sparks,
Thank
and
you.
It's like, wow, what a scene stealer.
Sick.
Yeah. And also, I'm just, you know, I was adopted.
Whoop.
Right,
I just sent you a picture.
Of what?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh. Is that your friend?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, your penis. Your penis. Your penis?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Penis, penis, whoop. Penis, penis.
Whoop.
Oh.
We got to put a butthole picture in there.
Yeah, butthole. Yeah.
Actually, I sent you pictures of me jerking off. So one week.
You gotta play really fast. Back and forth.
So there's no way that would happen. Like you wouldn't develop
no,
a relationship with somebody
no,
from Baltimore.
No, I would want to meet you in person. If I'm single and I'm looking to fucking meet you, I would want to meet you. But this is now, and now is different than then. Then it wasn't a thing. No one knew. That was.
I think I'm getting catfished then.
Are you serious?
Well, there's. I don't know if I should talk about this, but I don't
want to
get in trouble.
Is she from Baltimore?
No, there's a
couple. Yeah,
her name is Gloria. No, well, there's a couple of instances, and I haven't done anything. You know, I'm single now, right? I haven't done anything, right? But there's a couple of instances where a couple of girls, like, if you're in Vegas, give me a call, and I have their number. Is that mm-hmm. catfishing?
No. Okay. Because if you're in Vegas, give them a call.
Just be careful if you want to go meet them, because.
Why? What would happen?
I don't know. They could rob you or something.
Yeah, I think it happened to a friend of mine. Vegas, though.
Yeah, you don't want to just go meet strangers from.
No, I would definitely do like a crowded place.
And bring a bodyguard or something.
Yeah, I would do a crowded place. Like, let's meet at the Bellagio.
That's a good movie, though. Bobby goes to meet some ladies in Vegas and gets kidnapped, and we got to go save him.
I know, but would we save him?
That's.
Yeah, I would. You
no,
would be
that's
reluctant,
a, that's
but I would need you to
because we're playing ourselves, right? So
I
you're.
No, but I would have so much to do and cancel just to get out there. And
you know what that is? Yeah. Plot, baby.
That's right.
Yeah,
I've got stuff going. I'm in the middle of shooting the third season of Dave. You get canceled out there, captured. You get
wait,
captured.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait, that would mean if I disappeared,
mm-hmm.
and you're shooting Dave. You
yes.
wouldn't take a week off
oh,
and go.
Oh, bro, my schedule's nuts on that.
You
show.
Wouldn't take a week off?
I don't think I could.
Oh, my God.
I would pay someone to go find you.
I guess I'm alone then with whoever. Who would you pay?
Imagine you have door stop. You have the store. You got to work at the store. You can't give up those
Carlos
spots.
I think
go
I could give
you.
Up some
I'll
shifts
go.
To save Bobby.
You know,
Lee.
I honestly believe that Carlos would.
Yeah, Carlos
I would definitely.
I honestly believe you wouldn't. You wouldn't give a shit.
You're being annoying, and you know I would. If I would go way out of my way.
You would? You would cancel? Would you lose your job at Dave?
No.
You wouldn't. Be honest.
Lose my job?
If it meant to, like, let's suppose I'm captured by some guys in Vegas. Yeah, the Yakuza.
The Bamboo Boys.
The Bamboo Boys.
They got you.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, Andrew, quit Dave or Bobby's dead.
That's
we're tough. Gonna do it.
That's tough.
We gotta see it in the Hollywood Reporter that you quit because and you're trying
why
to save.
Why do you
guys
want me to quit the show just to kill him?
I don't know. That's we get off on it.
Oh boy, guys.
Come on, man. I the gun's loaded, and I'm like, Andrew, I think they're fucking serious, man. I don't want to die.
I think they are too.
Oh my god.
Bob, I No. Hold on. Okay.
Andrew,
let me talk to the leader.
Hey, dude, what's going on? What?
What's Hello. Up? How are you?
Pretty good. What's your answer?
No.
I'm Bamboo Boy.
Bamboo Boy, listen.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill my friend. I have somebody else you can kill.
Who?
His name is Fancy B.
Oh, I hate him.
I know you do. If I bring him to you, will you let my friend Bobby go?
Yeah, but you got to bring him now.
I'll be there right now.
All
right. I'm getting a private jet. Fancy.
Yeah.
Here he is.
The switch.
And then they kill him, they kill me, and they kill you.
And I get away with the money.
Damn it. This movie sucks.
This movie sucks.
Okay. Juicy, you go ahead and sign us off.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Woo. Yeah, baby.